the name really plays a big role in how the personality will develop, the kinds of traits that will be dominant and those that won't be. Later on, the name will play a big role in determining the vocation that you choose to go into, and even the people you attract in your life. So the partners you choose and the friends that you have, all of those things are really assisted by the name's vibration.
Does the name tell you anything about the parents, as this study is beginning to say?
It does. It tells you a lot about the parents. And I've recently developed a set of baby cards that actually show the archetypes of the names in visual format. And I have parents take a look at these pictures and the pictures that they choose. And then after that, the names that they attribute to those pictures tells a lot about where that parent is coming from. Are they looking to name their child with traits and characteristics that are very similar to their own? Or are they looking to have a standalone child, someone that's very unique in their own personality? So we can read a lot into what parents are like and what their children are like through the names that they have.
I remember years ago you told me that if an individual was named, let's say, Thomas, but he decided later on in life he wanted to be called Tom or Tommy, that it changed people's persona of him and it also helped his personality. Remember that?
Absolutely, yes. And there's a strong tradition of name change or variation in many cultures. So a person would go through achievement or they weren't performing in life the way they wanted to. And either they would change their name or someone else would change it. And that still counts today. So if you want to have a different characteristics brought out or changes in your life, you can go to a different form of your name.
I'm stuck with George. There's not much I can do about that, is it?
It's not a lot of variations on that one.
I've got a friend. Her name is Monica. She sometimes spells her name M-O-N-I-K-A, and then sometimes M-O-N-I-C-A. What does that do to her?
Well, it's going to shift a little bit what's happening in her life, and I think we all know these things on an intuitive level. When she's Monica with a C, she's going to be extremely independent. I really look deeply into things, but very independent, wanting to do things on her own. And when she wants to be more giving and generous, she's going to go with that K, and that will shift into a little different feeling in her life, and people will respond to her differently as well, even though the name looks or sounds the same, but looks different.
It does look different. You're absolutely right. So if you're a parent, you're ready to name your kid, what do you do? I mean, do you go through, you still have Name Power 101. I mean, do you go through and pick out personalities based on the name?
Yes. In fact, I've now developed an interactive naming software that allows parents to take a look at the traits and the characteristics they want to see in their child. Everything can be encoded in the name, so you can take a look at these traits and find the names that have those particular characteristics. So if you know, for instance, in your family there's a lot of restlessness and hyperactivity and you want to avoid those things, you can actually look behind the scenes into the name codes and avoid names that are going to bring out those things in your child.
Names seem to change over the eras as well. Back in the 50s, you know, everybody was named something. Back in the 60s, another thing. 70s, 80s, it seems to change. Why is that? Why do trends seem to create, you know, names where, you know, if you did a study, you'd find that a number of parents will name their kid that name, whatever it happens to be for that decade.
That's true. And back in the 50s and before that, people wanted to fit in. They wanted to work with tradition and really have that conformity overall, both in families and in our society at large. We're changing that today. We want to have more individualism, distinctiveness. And so parents are stretching that a bit and saying, okay, we can get more unique in the names that we use. I think the other thing that's changing things is the internet. Oftentimes we meet people with our name before we meet them in person. And so we want to have a distinctive name, or parents want their children to have a distinctive name. So you do stand apart and you don't blend in with everyone else.
No, not at all. It is fascinating. There's a science to this, Marianne. Isn't there?
Oh, there definitely is. Absolutely. There is, of course, the sight and sound of a name, which is important, and how a first name and a surname go together and how they sound. But beyond that, behind the scenes is that subliminal effect that we don't see, but we respond to. And that's the part that's really the language of names, because it affects us so deeply.
If 100 Bills called you tonight, would they all generally have the same personality if they were Bill?
They're not going to be exactly the same, but they will certainly share some characteristics. The last name is going to affect things. The middle name is going to affect things as well. But there will be a general trend in each and every one of those Bills that they would recognize as being similar.
What about people who use their middle name, people who use just a middle initial, people who don't use the middle name at all? Is there a difference there?
There is a difference, yes, and it really does vary depending on the name components that are involved as to which is the most benefit. Some people do benefit from that middle name or initial. Others are better without it. The middle name in and of itself affects our self-perception because it's kind of our private name, the one that we see for our own. And so on that energetic level, that's what happens there. But when it becomes a part of the whole name, it affects things one way or another as well.
Assassins or alleged assassins all seem to have middle names that are used. Lee Harvey Oswald, John Wilkes Booth, Mark David Chapman. Why is that?
I'm not really sure exactly.
It's weird.
It is. But it certainly does make them more unique because we can recognize them with that added name. They don't blend in with everyone else.
100 years ago, I had your website as Name Power 101. You still use that or do you have a new one?
I have a new one. And now I have the namingexperience.com for just everyday name qualities, and then the babynamingexperience.com for baby naming, and the businessnamingexperience.com for business names.